Are there any blacks who live in this area?
Yes. And we have black people here.
Okay.
They're not a lot. And at one time, Craig wouldn't let the sun set on a black when I was a kid.
Really? Just growing, if you can think back to when you were growing up, what were different names? And I know, having grown up in the South, I know they're not all polite, but what are some of the names that you've heard people call black people? We're just trying to catalog as many as we can.
Just niggers.
Okay. Did you ever hear them called coloreds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pronounce that for me.
Colored people.
Okay. How about Negroes?
Negroes, yeah.
Okay. Great.
There used to be quite a lot of them up here, and we used to have a mining town up here at Mount Harris, and there used to be a lot of colored people there. We used to take the peddle pork up there. We'd butcher 15, 20 pigs at one time, and then just go peddle them out, and we'd go up there quite a lot.
What's an Anglo?
White.
Okay. White person.
Yeah.
You and I would be Anglos. Okay. What are the different names growing up that you heard for people use to refer to people who live out in rural areas, who live out in the country?
Country hicks.
Okay.
That was quite a... When I came out of the one-room schoolhouse in here to go to high school, was quite a transition. And there was a lot of kids in town, like kids will be, were real mean.
Yeah.
It was quite a problem
to
live through that.
Yeah. Made fun of you because you were from out in the sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe didn't have the social graces that... I would say that was probably one of the things that didn't get taught in the one-room schoolhouses.
It was kind of etiquette and ways of...
Well, they had decent manners, maybe better than they do, they do nowadays, by far.
Yes.
But I mean, it's socially integrating in a large scale is what they missed out on. It was hard to...
Another name for little kids would be what?
Child.
Or a bunch of them would be?
Children.
Okay. What would the person who owned a ranch be called?
A rancher.
Okay. And the person who worked for him?
Hired hand.
Okay. Would you ever call them a ranch hand?
Yeah.
Would you ever call them cowboys, or would that be something different?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this area here was a big cowboy area. In the early days.
Yeah. What would your father have considered himself to be?
Just a rancher, a farmer.
Okay. Okay. And the person who owned a sheep ranch would be called a what?
Sheepman.
Okay, sheepman. Would there be a name for the person who worked for him? Would it just be
sheepherder?
Sheepherder. Okay. And you mentioned mentioned a mine. A person who works in a mine would be a
coal miner.
Okay. So it was mostly coal that they were mining in this area.
Yeah.
Okay. Now a couple things. Just want you to pronounce for me. The mother of Jesus is called
Mary.
Okay. And the wife of Abraham?
Sarah.
Okay.